Okay, so let's start the meditation. So if you'd like to close your eyes and sit down on the chair, on the cushion, and bring all the attention to your body first of all. And this body, which you have, well, my body anyway, just given a hard time to traveling, working hard. Whenever I meditate, I come home. Sometimes I apologize to my body for working it too hard, not giving it enough sleep, rushing around. But when I meditate, I say sorry, ask forgiveness of my body. And then I develop this relationship with my own body, of caring for it. This body of yours has to last for many years. One of the reasons why it does get sick, why it does die early, is because it's abused, it's not cared for. So in meditation we can begin by being aware of our body and restoring friendship with it, caring for it. And as soon as you have a compassionate attitude towards your own body with your eyes closed, you can feel your body respond by becoming more relaxed. It doesn't tense up so much. It doesn't expect you to push it and order it around. You're now being a friend to the body in which you live. A part of being a friend to the body in which you live is adjusting the position. If your body wants to have your legs moved, please do so. If you need to cough, please cough. Don't hold it back. Thank you. If you wish to fidget your bottom, please do so. You're not trying to control your body. You're trying to work with your body as an equal, as a friend. So don't ever think of yourself as a master or mistress and your body as your slave. That's one of the reasons why people get ill. Be a friend, be a companion, be kind to your body. And see if your awareness can notice as soon as you have kindness towards your own body, the body relaxes and you find ease appearing in your body, and that ease is delightful, the same delight as soaking yourself in a hot bath, having a massage, or just lounging in a chair with nothing to do by a beach watching the waves come in and out. You're relaxing your body and your body deserves it. So can you relax your body even more? Is there any part of it which needs attention? And with attention, kindness. And as you're relaxing your body, if there's any part of your body inside which is hurting, in pain, causing you distress, be aware of it. Awareness means feeling the sensations as fully as you can, rather than trying to escape from them. And then try this kindness. This beautiful attitude of looking on to that irritation or pain. With the love of a mother to their only child. With the kindness you may have towards, say, a favourite pet, a dog or a cat. You just want them to be free of suffering and at peace and happy and well. Have that attitude to a painful feeling inside your body and see the result. Kindness heals. You feel your body relax. Maybe deeper than you've felt all week. Once the body is as relaxed as you can possibly make it, then focus instead on your mental world. Let the body vanish. In a mental world with all your memories of what happened in the past week or two, all your fears and anxieties about the future, all the problems you have to fix up which you keep thinking about, that's your mental world. See if we can relax all parts of that mental world. Again, with mindfulness, aware of what you're thinking or how you're feeling, and kindness. Be kind to your mind. Don't try and control it. Like I said, never look at yourself as a master or mistress of your mind. Look at your mind as your best friend. Treat it with respect and kindness, and then it will relax. So remember, this is a free time, a rest time. So convince yourself there's no need to think about the past. It's finished, it's done, it cannot be changed. And you do not learn much from the past. You learn much more from the present moment. So try learning from the present by being here. And as for the future, Now is the only time you can do anything about your future. Now is the place where your future is being made. If you're anxious about your future, then put all your attention in the present moment. Find peace, happiness, freedom, relaxation in this moment, and that's the best you can ever do for the future. Solutions to problems come here, right now. If you look over to the future, you never get solutions. Whatever you're experiencing right now, please be kind to it. Respect and embrace it. Don't try and change it. Don't try and make this moment different. This moment is valuable. It's meant to be here. Let this moment be with kindness and feel everything relax. Problems melt away. You find peace of mind when you don't want anything except to be here. Just being here.
you can try not to do things. Be still. Be a passenger, not a driver.
Getting very close to the end of the meditation now. Before we finish, ask yourself how you feel. How peaceful is your mind? How relaxed is your body? Delight in that relaxation. Enjoy it. It will help you go back there again. And have a look back at why you are relaxed. What worked? So you can learn from meditation. You learn about the skill of letting go. I know we're going to ring the gong 3 times, as usual. When the third ringing vanishes, disappears, fades away, then come out from your meditation. There we go.